This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Let me see. Right now. No, I know what yours
Mine's
is.
Mine's cute. Mine's cute. It's an old picture of Noah and Mia.
It's been that for a really long time, huh?
Because he's wearing...
A fedora?
No, he's wearing... It's the Walter White hat.
Oh.
It's not a fedora. You call that a scotch and soda hat, I think.
Okay.
So it's like the... A fedora comes to a point on the top.
Yeah,
you know
it's
what
not,
I mean?
Yeah.
And this is just like a round and then flat kind of brim.
Because there's a bowler hat too, right? But I think
that's all round.
All round.
When I was in London, I went to this hat shop and they literally put this hat former on my head. It was wild. And like the queen would get her hats made there. We stumbled into this place and they were, I'm so sorry.
Can I just have one quick moment?
Yeah, absolutely.
People listening don't realize because we're in the middle of a conversation. They have no idea what we're talking about.
Hats.
No, we were talking about what's on our phone.
I forgot what we were talking about.
Well, listeners, we don't know what we're talking about.
All right, we'll be back in a couple minutes when we're reorganized. No, we're not going anywhere. It's one of the most, I don't want to say who, but I just realized I have a pet peeve that I didn't know I have, and I think you might have it too, Aaron.
I don't think it's a pet peeve. I think it shows a lot about person.
I was in a meeting with somebody and they got their phone out, and as they were about to swipe, you know, right when you pick up your phone, before you swipe or before it recognizes your face,
your
wallpaper comes up. Now, mine doesn't come up as much as it used to for some reason. Maybe it's just because with my watch on or something, my phone is like automatically open all the time, and then I have so many apps that it covers up everything. You know what I mean? You can't see my kids once all the apps are up, right?
Right.
Okay. Had a picture of themselves as their wallpaper.
I hate that.
Is that...
That's the biggest red flag.
Is it?
Yeah.
The biggest.
I thought it was...
Okay. Ignore these extra limbs in my car. Let's get a look at your wallpaper.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think it's the big... I felt a disturbance in the force, and I wanted to talk about it here to go like, what? Why do I hate this so much? So a good friend of mine, just mine, his name is Ben.
Ben. Yeah, he owns El Jardín's. He's got a great margarita there.
Yeah, the Slackerita. It's not called the Aaron-arita.
He's working
no
on
Aaron.
Aaron Mojito.
Sangriaren. He has a picture of his own eye.
That's
kind of
cool.
Of one of his eyes.
That's okay.
Do you know why he hasn't?
No.
You don't?
Because he has pretty eyes.
Oh God! See, you. Here's the worst part. Tiak knows why he has it, which is.
Oh, I do know why. Because it's a pun and it's an iPhone.
Yeah. He's going on what, year 8 of this? He's really riding this one out into the sunset. This joke.
Yeah, the joke is stupid, isn't it? So is that a red flag? Having your eye?
No.
Then why having your whole body would be bad, but just one
like
eye.
Like a selfie or like, I don't know. That's just, it's giving, arrogant. I don't know.
What do you think your background should be? Because like the default backgrounds are like the stupid Ken Burns effect.
Oh,
meadow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are fine. Whatever. They come with a phone.
Okay.
Any family picture, animal picture. Sure.
If you're in the family picture, it can
be. That's fine. Yeah.
But if you're featured in the picture, it's a red flag.
Yeah.
You're a murderer.
Not a murderer, but like you think way too highly of yourself for me to even...
Hey, like everybody, get your phone out. Look at what's on the front. And if it's you, text right now.
If it's just you.
If it's just you.
Yeah, like shirtless
or
something.
Just text into 510. That's 51059. If it's okay, can you have pictures of yourself in your house, like your apartment?
Like just you?
Yes.
I don't hate that as much as long as it's like, if you're at Stonehenge.
You don't hate that as much.
If you're at Stonehenge and take a selfie there, like I... And you want to print it and frame it? I think that's okay.
There was a guy, he does this for a living, what we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I never saw it personally, but I knew a girl who dated him. He was somewhat of a bodybuilder for some time. And as you walked into his house, it was all stunning, black and white. What's that name of that dude in town who does all the hot chick pics and bodybuilding? Monty...
I don't know.
His name's Monty Nuss. I
know them for high school pictures, so I don't know.
I thought he was doing.
I don't know.
I thought he did some.
Monty Nuss is a photography.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think here.
They're one of the high school senior photo people.
Okay. But I think he also does like stunning.
I don't know, and I don't want to ruin the reputation in case.
Picture where it's like the tastefully done black and white picture of the small of a woman's back.
Oh, yeah.
And then
I love that. I think it's
a necklace
beautiful.
Of pearls. Mm-hmm. Like, resting there or whatever in some sort of suggestive manner or whatever,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. This guy had pictures of himself like that as the focal point when you walked into his foyer, whatever, however you say it.
Foyer.
Like foyer.
Yeah, foyer. Yeah.
Foyer. I think some people say foyer.
They
like
do.
In America,
wrong,
you
yeah.
say foyer, yeah.
All right.
It's a very Midwestern way to say it.
Yeah, so is that bad?
Did he live alone?
Yeah. I mean, he was dating. So it's like...
Well, as long as it wasn't like he had a family of six and he only had pictures of himself.
But what difference does it make? Either way, it's the same thing as having you on your phone. But it's actually worse.
But it's... No, see, I almost don't think it isn't because there's art behind it. It's not just, hey, I...
But you had to go get that printed, get it framed, do the whole thing. I could mm-hmm. accidentally to... fat thumb it and all of a sudden make some picture of me my wallpaper. That could be an inadvertent little look. Oh, there I am. There's my wallpaper. He had to go to Hobby Lobby and buy a frame. Probably not. He probably had Monty Nuss.
Well, it's interesting you bring this up. I remember having this conversation with my wife. I think it was right after we got married because she had a background to, like, I think a wedding picture of the two mm-hmm. of us. And I was a younger in my DJ career, and I was DJing gigs a lot more, and I have a DJ logo with my name, and that was my wallpaper. It was
okay.
just my logo. It wasn't a picture of me, but it was my name.
That's if a picture of you is narcissistic, so is that.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Oh, really? Well, she had a convo with me, and she was like, look.
No way.
Can you change it?
Like, really?
It doesn't make me feel like every time you open your phone... You just want to see your logo, like that doesn't, and it's like, you're right. I should probably have a picture of you, and I've done that ever since. Or my kids now,
oh,
too.
Oh, that's worse.
Why?
You think so?
If you have to have a gun to your head to change it.
Yeah.
Like every time you look at it, you remember the conversation of her going, stop.
Not every time, but.
Look at the picture on your phone right now.
Okay.
What are you thinking about?
My oh, that's oh! such a cute photo.
And how you wish it was the T-Hack logo.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.